Hello, hello, Jamal Rashad coming to you today from Frederick, Maryland. Today I am with Julia Ferguson. Say hello.
Hello.
She is the co-founder and keeper of Cowork Frederick right here in downtown. She has been in business since 2012, moved to Frederick in 2009. So Valor's interview series episode number 104. Why do I do what I do? Number one, because there's successful people who deserve to have their stories told. Number two, there's people who need to hear successful stories so they can be inspired. And number three, to let you know, you could go out there without a bunch of fancy equipment and make an impact on your community. So just like always, each interview is going to be right around that 10-minute mark, raw and uncut. Let's do it.
Right.
So Julia, why do you do what you do? How did you come up with this concept?
We do it because we think that connecting with others and is important, that having a community of people that cheer you on, that you can get advice from, that you can share your successes with, is really important. We first heard about co-working, my husband and I, who founded Cowork Frederick with me, we heard about it probably in 2006 or seven. And loved the idea so much, we knew that when we moved to Frederick, we wanted to open a space. We both used to work from home and we were sitting alone a lot. It felt isolated. We were lonely. In fact, I don't know if you know this, but the Surgeon General just last year declared that there is an epidemic of loneliness in our country. So this feels very purposeful for us, that we're helping people get out of the house, be together, and not just sit in a room, but really connect.
Okay. And so like people who don't, so if they want to get out the house or they don't have a storefront, they could come here and this could be their office.
Yeah, so we have marketing people and attorneys and project managers and writers, people of all different professions that usually freelancers or really small micro business owners or teleworkers, like a lot of software developers.
Okay.
That just really got sick of being home by themselves. That was too, or home was too distracting,
okay.
Too much noise,
sure.
Dogs, kids, whatever.
Right.
So that we give them a better option.
Okay, cool. And do they have 24/7 access to the facility?
Some do. There's cool. Membership levels.
Gotcha.
So it just depends on your level.
Awesome. And then what was your proudest moment of 2023?
The proudest moment of 2023 was expanding our business from the building we're sitting in right now,
okay.
To a much larger building next door. So we kept our original building and turned that into meeting rooms and private offices. And then we added about 6,000 square feet of shared office co-working space. And then also four micro apartments for digital nomads that are traveling into Frederick and want a place to stay, but then also be able to work. So that was a 2.5 year project,
okay.
And we officially had our grand reopening in February of last year.
Cool.
So that was huge.
They could get their sleep on too, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right.
So what was your lowest moment of 2023 and how did you overcome it?
Honestly, 2023 was kind of a blur, but when I was, when I think back about low points, one of the things that comes to mind was, in my previous life, I worked in big corporate America. I was a top level manager. I had huge pressure. I was getting burnout. I was, I made good money, but I was really unhappy and
sure.
I was not healthy. And I kind of came to this crisis point where my company was like, ratcheting, things down tighter and tighter and tighter, expecting so much. I finally decided I was going to leave. And that was really hard because I invested a lot in that career. But I'm so thankful for it because that got so hard, I stepped away from it and fully invested myself in what we're doing here. We had already opened, Glenn and I had already opened Cowork Frederick, but I kept working my full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
My whole life is better. Now I'm among all the coworkers that hang out and work here as well. I'm happier, I'm healthier, I sleep more at night, and I feel like I'm doing something that matters.
Okay.
The stuff I did before, big software development stuff, who cares?
Okay, right? Cool. So we're going to try to keep our answers just a teeny
Sorry.
Tiny bit shorter.
All right.
So
Sorry.
You work with your husband, you
I
live
do.
With your husband.
I do.
How do you do the work-life balance thing? How do you guys make that work?
I think the first most important thing is that we pretty quickly figured out what our roles are. Mm-hmm. So he handles all the back end tech. I handle the member stuff, the marketing. Mm-hmm. And we obviously collaborate on these things, but once we make a decision, we kind of stay out of each other's way.
Okay, I like it.
And then we can, you know, we trust each other to do the job right. And then when we take vacations, we don't talk about work at all.
Amen, cool. And then where do you want the business to be a year from today?
I want to be right where we are now, but just more of it. We just did the big expansion that fulfilled a big dream to have all those things I mentioned before. Mm-hmm. I just want more people here.
Okay. And then do you have a morning routine, something you do every day to get your morning started or your day started successful?
Usually, I'll confess I've been working a lot now, but usually I'm up at around 5:30 in the morning. I do a little time of prayer. I do a Bible study. And then head out for a run.
Okay.
And then get ready, come down by 7:30. I'm making coffee and getting the place ready for opening.
So early, gosh. Okay, what book are you currently reading or audio are you currently listening to?
I'm currently reading a book called From Sea to Shining Sea, which is about the early days of our country.
Okay.
It takes you like from Jamestown and the Puritans and all that on through to, I think we're about to get to the Civil War and I think it's going to end, but it's been very educational learning okay. about our start of our country.
All right. What advice would you give to your 25-year-old self? Obviously that was only 10 years ago.
thanks. I think I would say it's all going to be okay. Like, do what you're doing, work hard, stick with it. But remember that there's more than just a career. I just mentioned I got to that burnout state. Yeah. I was wholly invested only doing that.
I love it.
So yeah, balance.
Do you have a go-to app to help you with productivity or whatever?
Not personally, but we leverage things for Cowork Frederick.
Okay.
We use Zapier a lot to automate processes.
Zapier?
Zapier, yeah. Okay. So it does backend. It automatically kicks off things for us when a new member joins. We use Trulio. Those things make it so that we don't have to do every single task manually. It automatically, like, adds people to our mailing list, automatically sends emails, automatically does things for us.
Very
That's
cool.
huge.
Very cool. What are you excited for as the business goes in 2024?
I am really excited for our nonprofit arm of Cowork Frederick, which is the Cowork Frederick Foundation, to launch some new events. We are gonna kick off a networking quarterly. We're expanding our Brain Boost Lunch and Learn series, which is free and open to the public,
okay.
And other events. So the nonprofit should see some pretty good growth in 2024.
Excited about that. Cool.
Yeah.
Any dream place to travel to visit?
It is my ambitious goal to go to every national park in the country. So
how many have you been to?
I've been to 4.
How many are there?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm told hundreds, so we'll see.
Okay.
But Yellowstone, Yosemite, Grand Tetons, I want to see it all.
Okay. What's the most recent one that you went to?
The Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon, okay. And do you already have your next one planned out?
No. Okay. I've been bugging Glenn about doing that, but
okay.
No.
Glenn, you got to get on that, brother.
That's right.
And then do you guys have any pets?
We do. We have a dog named Gracie.
Okay.
5-year-old rescue with tons of energy. And we love her because she greets every day with such enthusiasm and joy. It's like a lesson for how we're supposed to live.
There's that saying, if only I was as nice as my dog thinks I
yeah.
am or something.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
And then I'm sure you have a ton of mentors. Who is the mentor that you talked to most recently?
I'm drawing a blank. I think what I would say to that is I'm inspired every single day by the people that I work around.
Mm-hmm.
There are people that are, you know, that have very successful startups. There's people that are overcoming personal challenges. Every day I have a conversation with somebody
okay.
who really inspires me. Wayne Dorsey, that has SOS Safe Right.
Yes.
He's a member here. We just had a chat yesterday about some of his vision. So This is like a daily thing for me because of the environment that I'm in.
I love it.
It's huge.
I love it. Sounds like you're always surrounded by like-minded people and people who want to move forward, and that's really cool.
That's the whole reason we did this business.
Amen.
For me as well as everyone else, right?
I love it. Yeah. So I do appreciate you. Thank you for hanging out with me today, us today. Frederick's best interviewer in the house. Valor Lives episode number 104. Go out there, show some valor. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Bye.
Bye.
That's it.
All right, cool.
Thank you so much.
Sorry I was so...